Oh, yeah, that was Natalie Grant, and We Can Be One. You know, we can be that one that can make a difference in the world around us. We can look around and think, you know, there are so many needs that it's just overwhelming. And what can I do to make a real difference? But if each of us does our part, you know, we can make a huge difference in our community and in the world. Coming up on November 11th through the 19th, it is the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. And in Monroe County, it's going to be the Taste of Homelessness kicking it off. It's an event sponsored by Family Promise of Monroe County. And our guest today is Krishna Batista. Yeah, beautiful name. She is the president of Family Promise of Monroe County. Welcome, Krishna.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to find out about this Taste of Homelessness, what that's all about. But first of all, for our listeners who are not aware of Family Promise of Monroe County, tell us a little bit about that, what it is, what the goals are, and where you stand in that whole process of getting it up and going.
Absolutely. Family Promise is actually a national organization that's been around for about 30 years. And its purpose is to really help the children who are in homeless situations and their families. So they use community resources that already exist, bring those all together to include congregations, social service organizations, and community members like you guys to come in and volunteer and really make a difference. Basically, they get intensive case management, so they are able to move from that state of homelessness to a state of being able to be self-sustaining. So it's really an amazing program with an amazing success rate in 42 different states. And our hope in Monroe County is to be up and running this January 2017.
You were talking about that success rate before we went on the air, and it's like 70-some percent success rate of people going from homelessness to being self-sustaining and having their own place in a short amount of time. Tell us about that.
It still amazes me to think of that statistic that on average across the nation, 74% of all people who enter a Family Promise affiliate are successful within 60 days of going from homelessness to having self-sustainable housing. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Tell us the process, like walk us through, say I'm a homeless person, maybe, you know, there were medical issues in my family, lost a job, and somehow I find myself sleeping in my car. What happens to somebody like me? Take me through the program quickly.
Alrighty, so typically they would end up speaking with someone at, say, Families First of Monroe County, another social service organization. They may be referred through the schools. There are many different ways that they could be referred through a church. And as they would come to us, then they would meet with the director, go through a screening process, and they would be admitted into the program as a guest. And the program technically is 30 days, but it will certainly be extended. As long as they're working toward making forward progress and reaching their goals, then it will be extended as long as they need to be able to reach the self-sustainable housing situation.
So as you come alongside an individual that finds himself being homeless for whatever reason, what are some of the goals that they try to achieve in that time?
It's very individualized. Some people come into the program and they have very young children and they aren't sure of how to work out the daycare problem. Some people, it's finding a job. There was one gentleman that had always worked military, and when that career ended, it didn't transfer well into the civilian world. So he had a much harder time moving into civilian employment than he had planned on and ended up in a homeless situation with his children. So it very much is a variety between different situations. And so that's the great thing about the program. 3 to 5 families are participating at a time, working on exactly what they need.
So how does the community get involved? You mentioned church congregations, social service agencies, different ones come together. What part do they play?
Yep, they are the overnight and evening help. We have volunteers that will come in, and honestly, their job is simply to care for and love on people, which of course, most of us would love to do that as volunteer work, is to just really care about people, be with them. We provide the meals, we have dinner with them, homework, just getting to know them. Kids can come in and volunteer. One of my favorite parts is that my family of 7 can all come in together to volunteer for this program. And the kids are playing with the other kids, adults are hanging with other adults, and just being together.
Speak to that person or that church maybe that's a bit reluctant to open their doors to these people. I mean, these are strangers. We don't know them. Are they going to come and steal us blind? You know, talk to them.
Yep, absolutely. We do get a lot of those questions, and it is important to know that because this is such a volunteer-based organization, it is highly screened. So they go through a screening process with the director that is about 3 hours long. They know exactly what the program involves and what the requirements are. They do extreme background checks. They check on domestic violence issues. This is not a program if there are current domestic violence issues or current drug and alcohol abuse issues. We recognize that there are needs for people in those situations. This is not the program for them. But this is a program for homeless children and families that have found themselves in a tough situation and need help getting out of that situation.
And they need to be motivated to change their life and to be able to get back to that self-sustaining situation, right?
Right. This is absolutely a program for the people who want to change their lives and the lives of their children. Mm. They don't want to be in this situation anymore, and this can be their way out.
Now, many of us can't comprehend what it would be like to all of a sudden one night be without a home to go to take a hot shower and maybe turn on the TV and go to bed in a nice, warm, comfortable bed, but to be where you have no place to brush your teeth. You know, it's like the things that we don't think about. And you have an event coming up November 11th called Taste of Homelessness that will give people just a little bit of an insight as to what it may be like to be homeless. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah. Most of us don't think about how close to that line we are and how it wouldn't take all that much to drain our savings and end up in a homeless situation. So what we're offering on November 11th is a chance to get just a taste of this. The purpose is to just have this meaningful experience. You get to come and learn a little more about Family Promise, hear a speaker that actually has been through a Family Promise program. We will also have a family movie, and it'll be a lot of fun to have the chili cook-off, so if you're a chili connoisseur. But the biggest, best part of it, in my opinion, and my children still talk about the last time we did this, is spending the night in our vehicle. Mm. And there's also the option of spending the night in the building, but the building has cement floors, so you still get a pretty good taste of homelessness doing it that way, too. But it really impacts you when you sleep in a very freezing cold car and you wake up with frost on the blankets over your head and you're snuggled in with your family members just to be able to stay warm. You remember it.
Yeah.
And it's a great experience.
Tell us the impact it had on your kids. You know, how did they react or what have they said about that experience?
Well, I think that is actually what brought me to suggesting that we try this event again, is because 2 years later, they are still talking about, wow, that's really what that would be like, and I can't imagine. And they'll notice when the weather's getting colder, it brings back that memory. And they start thinking about these kids that are out in cars or they're out in tents at campgrounds worrying because it's getting too cold to be out there. Mm-hmm. That brings back that memory of us trying that just that one night. And it makes my kids think about people and be more compassionate for people.
So who is this event for?
Everyone. We would love to have everyone in Monroe County come and join us. And again, if you are not able to spend the night, please still join us for the evening festivities and learning programs. But we really, really do encourage people to take the chance. Come try it. Spend the night. I can't tell you what the weather will be like yet, but
no promises there, right?
No promises, but in some ways, the colder the better, because it's even that much more meaningful of an experience.
And again, that is coming up Friday, November the 11th, starting at 6 p.m.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Monroe County Fairgrounds in Toma. Now, if people want to find out more about Family Promise or the Taste of Homelessness event coming up or how they can get involved, how can they contact you?
We have multiple ways. If you are a Facebook user, absolutely please go on and find Family Promise of Monroe County and like our page. We put out a lot of information that way. We also have a website, which is also www.familypromiseofmonroecounty.com. And you can certainly email us. Again, familypromise of Monroe County at gmail.com.
Well, that makes it easy to remember, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's our goal.
And you said the other goal you have is as of January 2017 to be up and running Family Promise of Monroe County, right?
Yes.
And what's it going to take to get there?
Well, we are working on a few different things. Our biggest shout out is for connections. We're still reaching out to different churches and looking for additional host churches that are willing to take these families in 4 times a year for 1 week at a time. So absolutely, if you have connections to churches, let us know so that we can connect with them. Also, if you have any connections as to a 15-passenger van, we are looking into acquiring one of those. And really thinking about volunteering and thinking about personally getting involved. We are doing a clothing giveaway at the end of Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. So sorting clothes, coming and joining us for that event. There are so many volunteer opportunities. So just get a hold of us on our Facebook or our website and you'll know all about those.
You know, think about what your gift is. Think about what your passion is and see how, you know, God wants to use you today. And maybe it's through Family Promise of Monroe County. I'm sure there are many ways that you can plug in and help out and really make a difference. Krista, thank you. Thank you for all you're doing and getting Family Promise of Monroe County up and going and for all the people that you'll be helping.
I have a great team that works with me, but we welcome more.
All righty. Again, that's Family Promise of Monroe County. We'll have all that contact information on Make a Difference at praisenetwork.com. Again, that's praisenetwork.com. Again, none of us can do everything that needs to be done, but all of us can do something. Here's Matthew West.